Make life easy with Sky TV and Netflix all in one place on Sky Q. Discover smash hit comedies like Brassic 2.
We're moving up a league here.
Right next to Netflix side splitters like Space Force.
Mission accomplished.
Find them all side by side on Sky Q. So, get Sky Ultimate TV for just £25 a month. Easy. Visit sky.com and join today. Ends 3rd September. Prices may change. 18 months minimum term on Sky Signature. Set up £20 requires Sky Q connected to broadband. Correct 8th July. Terms apply.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. You can find me over on the Roast Pricks Bachelor Roast Podcast. It's about the Bachelor, okay? And then here I am with Mr. Ben Mantlecore. He's so handsome. And also, he makes a cartoon called Real Housewives of Kitchen Island, which is a parody of Real Housewives of New York. You can find it on YouTube. And he's also on the Game Brain Podcast. Hello, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie, what's going on?
Sup, brah.
I'm so excited to talk about Real Housewives of New York today. And before we even forget, we really have to tell people that next Friday night, we're doing a virtual live show of the Real Housewives of New York. Next week's New York episode, we'll be recapping it live on the internets. So come join us for that. What we do is we do like a 30-minute pre-show on IG Live, and then we take it over to Crappens On Demand. And with our software, the streaming software that we use, while we record it, you can watch us and you can also comment along, and we'll be able to read your comments in real time and incorporate them into the show if we're not already being lunatics enough. So that's super fun. Mark your calendars. We don't have the exact time yet, but it's going to be July 24th.
Yes. So we'll be doing that. We're also selling a bunch of masks right now for these COVID times. God. We just added a Lisa Rinna lips mask. So if you want to look insane.
Oh, my God.
Well, you're at the grocery store.
Ronnie, your photo. Your photo in the Lisa Rinna mask. Lisa Rinna lips mask was like, it was great. It was perfect for 2020. It's exactly the image that we needed.
Well, you can go find all of our masks over at crappinmerch.com and crappinsmerch.com. And let's do some small business shout outs. It's still a struggle up here in America. Okay, everybody, so go support your
sure
fellow
is.
Geraldines out there. First up, we've got the Sparkly Spot in Norman, Oklahoma. They offer full service dog grooming and a super cute boutique full of dog toys, clothes, and treats. They do not carry Sparkle Dog, okay? And I'm not going to say why because I don't want to get sued, okay? No, I'm just kidding. They just don't do that. But there are some Dusty Vanderpump dog collars from a few years ago, she says. Come into their store and mention Watch What Crappens to the cashier and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase and probably a new friend, okay? That is the Sparkly Spot in Norman, Oklahoma.
Sweet. And now we got something from Blair, one of our listeners, Blair. This is for all those brides out there and anyone who's eloping or had to change their wedding plans because of COVID. Blair is a floral artist using all high quality faux florals, and she makes modern boho bridal bouquets, arch decor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So her business is on Instagram at Blair Bailey Design. That's BlairBailey Design, all one word. And on Etsy, she's at Blair Bailey Design. She's also a twin mom, and this is her full-time career for the last 5 years. And she also included a beautiful photo of her floral arrangement. It is gorgeous. Also, wonderful filter and lighting that you did there, Blair. So I know a lot of people have their wedding plans disrupted. I was supposed to go to a wedding last month, and that got derailed. So for any of you guys who may need some floral designs, etc., go check her out, Blair Bailey Design. Nah.
Okay, now let's get on to Real Housewives of New York. Today's episode is called Remember Your Bluestone Manners.
Oh, that's clever. That's clever. Unfortunately, no one followed that advice, but it's clever.
Wow, what an episode. I'm tired before we even start.
I know. It was just, you know, I'm a little speechless. I mean, it's just amazing. Every year, the Berkshires always brings it all out. So last week, the big thing was that the episode climaxed with this really amazing fight with Luann and Sonia, where Sonia basically was drunk and babbling that she should have more money for being in Luann's cabaret, sort of at Ramona and Dorinda's urging. And Luann just like morphed into the most epic diva form that she has taken and was like, "Oh, I don't need you. I don't need you. You're pathetic. You're all, you know what you are? You're worthless. Get out of my show.
I don't want you in my show. How's that? You're done. You're done. I don't ever want to see her in my show. She's worthless." And she stomping like, through the house, and the cameras are just following her, stomping back and forth, yelling, "Worthless."
And she had some monologue that I had written down last week for the show, and I've since deleted it. And I wish I had kept it, because that monologue, it was like a Mary Catherine Gallagher monologue. It was just so perfect and over the top and so histrionic and melodramatic. I feel like it's going to be just like immortalized in the canon of gay monologues that gays like to recite at parties or wherever we are, where we just suddenly feel like this moment needs a little more gayness. Let's do the Luann monologue.
Yeah. So we open right after that's happened. It's 40 minutes later, and Ramona comes out of her room dressed for dinner. She's like, "Think it's dinner time, guy?" And just to show you where we're at, there is the dead shark on the floor of the hallway from the fish room. Someone just threw it out into the hallway, and now it's just on the floor. I don't know if we missed the scene of Luann going back to her room and having a fit and throwing the shark out of it or what happened, but that's just funny.
It was just like a perfect visual metaphor. We don't know how it happened. We don't know why the shark is in the hallway floor. We don't know why it's laying there, how it got there, what transpired. But the power of suggestion is so strong that it's almost better that we never know. It's just, we just know some shit went down with Luann.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Earlier, the energy was really bad. So I'm hoping when I come back for dinner, everyone's lighter and in a better place, okay? So the delivery guy brings Chinese food, and Ramona answers the door. It's like, "Whoa, hi. Can I escort you to the kitchen? Is that possible, okay? Because you know what? I just spill shit all over myself, okay? I'm a sloppy drunk. I mean, I look good, but I'm sloppy." Ramona is falling all over herself, trying to flirt with this delivery guy. Bless his heart.
She's both flirting with him and yet also trying to make him do more work, because she's not going to hold a bag if she doesn't have to. And I also love that we're supposed to believe that this is the delivery man. He's literally wearing like a crew sweatshirt from the American Music Awards. It's the PA. It's the PA that's here. She knows exactly who this is. So she's, Ramona's like flirting with her and flirting with him, like not wanting to hold a bag. And then Dorinda just bounds down the staircase in this giant sequin sleeved thing. It's like a shirt dress thing or whatever, in like big boots. Like she's about to go out to the hottest club, the Red Lion, in the Berkshires. But she's just going downstairs to have Chinese food.
The Red Lion. It's a glitter dress with wings. It's got those wings that like hang down to the floor. And Elise is like, "Oh my God, are we going out?" So then Ramona is still following the delivery guy yapping. She's like, "You know what? I rode up here. I got my croissant and it fell all over the place, okay? And you know what? Right now, I ordered extra food because you know what? I'm hungry, okay? You know what? I know it looked good, but I'd like to eat, okay, delivery man?" Wow, Ramona. Ramona, not only does the guy have to carry everything, he has to deal with you flirting, and I know you're not going to tip this fucker. So please just let him put down the food and go.
"I know you'd love to eat. And you know, I love to eat. Do you like to eat also? Like, maybe we could be boyfriend, girlfriend. Now, question, are you part of the 1%? Oh, never mind. You can see your way out. Thank you. Bye."
"Sorry, but you know what? You're 99%, which means you only get a 1% tip. And since this was free, you get $0, okay? Bye."
So Leah sees Dorinda all dressed up and is like, "Ah!" And we just see Len. The camera just keeps cutting to Len just quietly making a salad during this entire scene. I think Len is just like, "Okay, Len, just make the salad. You will get through this. Just make this salad." She's putting all her energy into that salad right now. Otherwise, she's probably going to like drive off to another state.
Yeah, having these ladies in your house is like the one time that chopping vegetables is fun. You know, you're like, I will just concentrate on these vegetables, which I'm so grateful for right now. So Leah's freaking out about how hot Ramona looks. And she's like, thank you so much. You're so kind. I know. Guy! She's like, scallion pancakes? Soup? You know what? I don't even remember ordering soup. Guy!
It's because the producers ordered it for you. So then Ramona's like, so Luann comes in. People are coming into the kitchen to get the food. And Ramona's like, whoa, it's crazy. Len was like an elf, okay? She put all the plates on the table like every elf does. I think we all know elves famously put plates on the table. I was shocked. Okay?
So do house managers, you numbskull. So Sonia's like, wow, you know what? You look hot, but here's the thing. And Lou's like, what's the thing, Sonia? What's the thing? I'd love to know the thing, Sonia.
Like, yeah, Luann is still mad. Piping mad. The shark did not defuse the situation. So Sonia's like, I'm very supportive of your other what? Like, so it's a friend. Say, I'll be in your show. You're going to be a friend and say, I'll be in your show. How much? That's a friend.
You know who else wanted to get paid for my show? The shark in my bed. Look what happened to him. I said, you're worthless, shark. You're worthless.
Why would I pay anything more than $3 to have a worthless talent in my show? And no, I'm not talking about the shark. At least the shark has some bite. That's some comedy that'll be in Fuck, Marry, Kill. Okay, thank you.
That was great, Luann.
Whoa, what are you doing here, Ben? Get back to the car, Ben.
I heard Colin Cowie's coming up this weekend.
So Dorinda hears her at the table, and she's telling Ramona, I don't know why she puts up with that, because she loves Luann, okay? And you know what? She likes to perform, and Luann's an opportunity to perform, okay?
Yeah. And Ramona starts saying, basically, you know, the funny thing is that Sonia was doing cabaret before anyone was doing cabaret. She's like, you know, I remember she did this whole swan thing, and then out of nowhere, Luann just, like, her head appears. She's like, I'm listening. Say what you're going to say about her doing cabaret. Say it.
And Ramona's like, just saying, hey. Sonia did cabaret before anyone, okay?
And Luann goes, oh, really? Not cabaret. Cabaret-esque. And Luann is so mad that she has a mouthful of food. And, you know, this is class with the Countess. She would never speak with her mouth full. But she is so mad. She is like talking and these crumbs are falling out. Like there's stuff in her teeth. Things are just like falling everywhere, which then becomes the trend for the entire episode. There's like not a scene goes by where someone does not like spit crumbs while they talk to someone else the entire rest of the show.
I'd just like to take a moment to have an educational time here on Watch What Crappens, okay? Cabaret-esque is not a thing, okay? It's not.
Yeah.
It's not real. It's the name of a show Sonia made up. And I just blogged cabaret-esque to make sure that I was, because, you know, I'm always wrong about things. And the headline is, cabaret-esque is not a thing, from blog@cron.com.
Perfect. Because it's not a thing.
I love when a headline really just says exactly what you're thinking. Cabaret-esque is not a thing, okay? So Ramona's like, but you know what? It was really good, wasn't it? And then we see a clip of the show, Sonia, like, taking off her clothes or taking off her like top layer to reveal her butt, and she's like, yes, and rhyming I can take you to heaven, not that I don't find it all fun and entertaining, okay? So
yeah,
that's where we're at with this.
Like the concept of the show itself, the rhyming was a stretch. So so Ramona's like, you know what? I kind of liked it. I kind of like the cabaret-esque. Okay, I'm sorry. And then Luann goes, oh, but listen, I'm a major. And she's about to say cabaret star. And she's like, I'm a major car. And then Dorinda's like, you know what? Don't get on high. Don't get on your high horse. Yeah. Don't get on your high horse. And then all of a sudden now food is coming out of her mouth. It's like flying across the table. It's just like, it's fully like a recreation of World War One between all the crumbs going across the table here.
Just don't get on your high horse. And Luann's like, what's on the high horse? What's that? What's high on the horse? And Ramona's like, Sonia is amazing, okay? give us some credit. It's like, and Dorinda's like, you know what? Don't do that. Don't get hard on your horse. It's like, don't get hard on your horse. What's happening here? You're talented. She's very talented. You're talented. She's talented. Stop this, girl. You better stop it. And then she stands up and she does the Dorinda standing up and pointing her napkin in your face.
Yeah.
Dorinda loves that a napkin weapon, you know, so she's like pointing it in her face and she's
and her sleeves are extra big, so they're flapping really intensely. It's like a pterodactyl, you know.
Yeah, it's like a pride pterodactyl unable to take off, you know. It's just like sputtering. People are like, what happened to your wings of pride?
Well, I got all excited for pride. I put these sequins on. I totally ruined my ability to fly.
Yeah. She's like, you girl, you're being yucky, you're being lazy. And then she just sits back down. It's like, wow, that was it, Dorinda? Really? I thought this was going to be a thing. I think Dorinda was just like, you know what? There's food here, okay? Like, how much do I need to yell right now? I'll sit back down.
Yeah, and Dorinda's like, you're being nasty to her. And Luann's like, no, I'm not. I'm not being nasty at all. So then Sonia's like, you know, I love you so much, and I've always included you. But my show. It's not about you. It's me. My show is me. It's not you. It's called Countess and Friends. Okay. And Leah's like, yeah, friends, because friends. Countess though, the Countess is the first word in that. So me, cabaret star.
I have a cabaret show that's successful without you. I don't need you. And Sonia is shit-faced, right? So she's like, okay, bye. Bye, Luann. Bye. Luann, bye. Yeah. And then she leaves with this huge plate of, like, spaghetti or something. And Luann goes, you can show your boob and your ass somewhere else.
Bye, Luann. Bye.
How I let Bueller out to go to the bathroom. Every time I open the sliding door, I go, you can show your boob in your ass somewhere else.
And then Luann goes over to Len, who's still just like got her head down on some project in the kitchen. And she's like, I have a professional show because that's what I do. That's what I do, Len. Don't you understand? It's about me, Countess Luann, cabaret star. People want to see me, a phoenix rising from the ashes and just taking over and being bigger than the actual state of Phoenix or city of Phoenix. I'm going to workshop that, Len. I'm going to work it on the new show, but it's not quite ready for prime time yet, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, get out of here, Len. You're not part of my cabaret either.
I don't want someone who shows their boob and their ass. And Len goes, okay, you eat now. She's like, I think it's time for you to eat. So then Sonia is in the dining room telling the girls, she has a new direction. Now she just disrespected me. And then Lou's there, leaning on the table, suddenly standing up. She like, swoops in again, and she goes, I would love to hear how I disrespected you, Sonia.
Yeah. What did I say? And Sonia's going, Bye, Luann. What did I say? Tell me, what did I say? Okay. Sorry, no, I'm actually really wondering. I have a terrible memory. I have to write down all the lines of my show in a big glittery diary. Please, tell me, what did I say?
You said I suck and that I'm bad. And Monica goes, she didn't say you sucked. And then Sonia just puts an enormous bowl full of spaghetti in her mouth. And Luann's like, no, I said I want to bring you into my show, and I would be delighted. And you said to me, you do not want to be in my show. And then Ramona stands up in Luann's face, and she's like, you know what? You said you want to pay her $200, and that's insulting. Sorry, it's insulting, okay?
And then Luann goes, well, I'm not paying her anything. And that's when Dorinda stands up and goes, well, that's a shame. You should be ashamed of yourself. That person was with you during your down and outs. She watched Down and Out with Beverly Hills with you. She watched Nick Nolte and Bette Midler and Richard Dreyfuss. And you all laughed together because it was a good movie about hangers, okay?
Get off your high horse, darling Al Abbey. And then she was there with you. And Ramona's like, basically,
shame on you.
Luann is using Sonia for laughs, and she's not paying her. And that's not right, okay? Luann's making, as she said to me, a shitload of money. And she could give Sonia one or two, or three, or four, or ten, or $90,000, okay? Sonia could use the money, okay?
Meanwhile, this is Ramona, who just used Sonia and Dorinda to get a free party with Larry Scott and gave them no compensation either. And Ramona would do the same. Ramona would definitely not pay her friend to be part of her show. It's weird because Ramona is like vacillating between, she's the closest we have as to voice of reason this episode. And considering that last episode, she was totally off her rockers. but yeah, it's bizarre. So then Dorinda's now like, shame on you. Shame on you. She was with you when you were down and out. She was with you. Shame on you. Shame on you.
And she goes, you're drunk. You're a drunken fool. You got a mugshot of your drunkenness. It's like, oh God, here we go. Jeez.
And Luann's like, you know everything, Dorinda, don't you? Don't you? With your hand. And then she does like the, like she starts like waving her finger, like, look at you waving your finger. Huh, oh, that's crazy. And that's when Dorinda's like, yeah, you drunken fool, you have a mugshot of your drunkenness. So as soon as she said that, we're like, oh, we're back in Colombia.
Yes, this fight that will come up for the rest of time, you know. And Luann makes a disgusted face, and Ramona pulls her eyes and like, she does that thing where she points all of her fingers on her
oh
head,
boy.
On her forehead.
Yeah, she has the oh boy face. oh boy.
And Luann's like, oh, it's disappointing to hear these words come out of Dorinda's mouth, because let's face it, we're all one drink away from a mugshot in this group.
By literally, the way, did we talk about Leah's shot new outfit? Mug and drinking it.
Say it again, sorry.
I said they're literally like a moment away from putting a shot in a mug and drinking it. Yes, they're very close to a mugshot.
So, have we talked about Leah's new outfit? Wow.
We haven't, actually.
It's interesting because she looks like an inflamed liver. Like, this outfit, she looks like the insides of your body. Right?
Yeah, it's like this, like, red, orange, yellowish sort of thing. Like, a dress that, like, becomes its own gloves. It's like she's almost, like, it's like if your liver were inflamed and were about to start a dance troupe, this is what it would look like.
Yeah.
Do you hear all the noise outside, by the way? I apologize.
I do. What's
everyone.
Going on out there?
I think I think that's my delivery of Countess and Friends programs for the show. It must be downstairs. Just a truck. It's just a truck that like decided to park under my window and make those big loud truck noises, you know, like
So, yeah, she looks like she's inside out, and Luann just mopes away, and Dorinda's going, be gracious, you be gracious, oh, go on and cry now, you go on and cry. And Ramona's like, Dorinda, Jesus. And Sonia goes, I'll go there. Sonia, who's just been sitting there eating pasta, like totally forgetting what they're even fighting about.
Yeah, well, it's like lo mein or something, and now Dorinda is now gobbling up all these noodles, just like dangling off her chin, and Luann is in her room now packing, and she's like, crying, which we never see Luann really cry, and she's like,
we don't see it today either. She's doing like soap opera crying, going,
yes. So then Ramona's like, you know what, Dorinda, you know, she's rageous, she's okay. I mean, first, she goes after Tinsley, horrifically, okay? And then she goes after me. Some would argue she goes after me the hardest, like, really savagely. Like, I mean, I'm pretty much like a victim. It's amazing I even still came. It's a good thing I have a big, generous heart, okay? And now Luann. I mean, who's next? Who should go after next? Me again? Because she likes speaking on me? I'm basically the victim here, okay?
And then they just keep cutting back to Luann pacing in her room, packing, going, and her face. I love on these shows where Botox cries, because it's like the faces just look so fucking crazy. Like, Botox is made to obviously make your face not move, but it's like always in a way that your face looks pleasant. So when your face tries to get unpleasant, it's just like this gaping hole in a mask. It cracks me up every single time. So Dorinda marches off to get more. I think she's drinking vodka. Later she says it was rosé, but it looked like vodka to me. And Sonia's like,
she started with rosé.
Oh. And Sonia's like, well, I just want more than 225. That's all I'm saying. And Ramona's like, Dorinda, you're very upset. She's, you know what? She's calm as a bitch. That's why. Fuck karma.
Yeah, I feel protective of Sonia. You know, she's a good girl. I feel protective of her. Like, you have yelled at Sonia so much. You know what the most famous episode of the Berkshires was? It was in 2016 when Bethany called Luann a slut a million times. And does Sonia have any recollection of that? No, because you know why? Because you didn't invite her, Dorinda. What are you talking about? You're protective. You've been so mean to Sonia over the years.
Yeah. So she's a good girl. Everyone goes, you know what? I protect Sonia too. Okay? She's very vulnerable. Dorinda's like, I only want to fight with Lou, but she uses us. She uses us. She used the whole Giovanni thing, which I gave her. I gave her Giovanni. And then she does that thing where she stumbles off with her head just shaking, like bobblehead shaking, you know?
Yes. And then it cuts immediately to Luann packing a Giovanni bag, because of course she brought a Giovanni bag. Hold on, I gotta deal with this window here, because this truck at the side.
Yeah, sounds like you're at a bus stop. Like, geez.
I feel like I'm at a bus stop. It's appropriate for this episode. I apologize to everyone who's distracted by the sound of the truck in the background. But I mean, the truck is sort of like Dorinda out there.
On my own, pretending he's inside me. Am I right, girls? All alone. I walk with him till morning.
I'm just very protective of that truck, you know? I'm very protective of it.
So Dorinda sees the Giovanni bag, and she's like, I'm feeling Giovanni, which I gave to you. I gave it to you.
Yeah, keep wearing this shit. We should also mention the way that Luann, like, approached that door. You know, I think she also is not used to carrying heavy bags, so she's like, oh! She, like, staggers that door, and, like, the Dorinda sort of staggering. Everyone's pretty much acting like they're on an unsteady ship right now.
They are. So Luann's like, oh, get over yourself. What is wrong with you, Dorinda? You're a sick human being. Just get over it. Dorinda grabs the door. Luann tries to slam the door behind her, but Dorinda grabs it and swings Lou back in.
Yeah. She's like, you never said thank you. Thank God you hadn't. When you were in rehab, I got Giovanni for you, okay? Yeah. And Luann's like, oh, so she sort of breaks through, and Dorinda yells after her. She goes, wear that shit, it suits you, it's $400. I was like, I couldn't tell, was she saying that's cheap, that $400 is cheap, or is it
no,
that,
it's
like,
because Luann was carrying that Giovanni bag, which is what set Dorinda off, and she's like, oh, Giovanni, huh? And Luann says, this isn't Giovanni, thinking that she's talking about her clothes. She's like, this isn't even Giovanni. And so she's like, well, that suits you, $400. And she's saying, like, I think she's saying, I know that that's Giovanni because it's $400. Did any of that make sense? This is like the
it
Google
does,
Translate.
It's hard. It's hard to understand Dorinda sometimes. Or maybe she was basically saying, like, I got that for you, and it costs $400, so you're welcome. I'm not sure. But Luann's like, I'm leaving right now. I'm going to go somewhere. I don't know where. Maybe Heather Thompson has a room in her un-air-conditioned house. I'm not sure.
Uber has really killed storming off. I mean, I've thought that at times when I've stormed off. And I'm like, I'm leaving. And then you get outside and you have to wait for your Uber. And it's like 8 minutes away. And you're like, God damn it. Can I just storm off,
problem.
Please?
I know. Well, that's why you got to take a note from Jeff Charleston from Southern Charm, New Orleans, because he just takes matters into his own hands. When he gets mad, he just runs into the night. And then you have a full episode of Barry chasing him down through, like, gravel pits and dangerous areas.
Yeah.
So, like, really, people have to adopt that. That's a great method for storming off.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you need some motivation to get in shape, it's to storm off better, I guess, because you can just run.
So now Dorinda's inside, and she's pacing around and smoking a cigarette. In her beautifully newly restored house, she's smoking a cigarette on the inside. And then Leah comes out to sort of console Luann, and Luann's like, oh, she hates me. She's still not over Giovanni. She hates me. How can anyone hate me? I mean, I'm a cabaret star, beloved by people far and wide. I can't imagine anyone would dislike me or dislike the art form of cabaret.
I love when she goes, she's still not over Giovanni. She's like, Leah's like, you know, I'm starting to think that Dorinda owns stock in Giovanni, because the amount of times that word comes out of her mouth makes no sense to me. And so Leah's like, well, why don't you want to go to a pub? Let's just go to a pub. And she's like, I'll go to a pub with you 100%. So Leah goes back in, And we just cut to Elise and the girls who are still at the dinner table. And Elise goes, "Do I get a room?"
Now I can take Luann's room, huh? Is that what I can do? Okay, I'm just wild. Look out, I'm wild Elise. Gonna get drunk tonight, everyone. Okay. And then Sonya's like, "Let me take her." And she like tries to move over to the next seat. And she just like, she plops her ass right in between the seats and then just falls onto the floor and backwards and knocks the chairs over with her.
And Ramona's like, "It's not at night till Sonya falls over." And I was going to say, or till Ramona poops, you know, because it's like a big thing. It's like when Ramona poops. But we actually do get that in this episode.
Yeah. Yeah, we get it all.
And speaking so of, then, did you see the cameo that's going around that Elise did?
Yes, I did see that. God, do you want to explain?
Oh, my God. So she does a cameo for someone, and she's like, "You know what? You know what about Ramona? People say she says I'm not a good friend. Well, fine. Then guess what? I'm not your friend anymore. And you know what? She can't keep a man. You know why she can't keep a man?" And then Leah pops up in the video, and she goes, "Because she shits herself when she's having sex with them." And then they both start cracking up. And so that's turned into huge Real Housewives of New York news, with Ramona having to come out to the blog saying, "You know what? That's an absolute lie. These girls gang up and they're just mean girls, okay? It's called bullying."
She's had a lot of fecal rumors about her this year. I mean, because there was also the trip to Newport where they said that she had shat herself and was still walking around. Yes. It's a lot. Also, by the way,
Leah's the poop police this year.
She is poop police. Got to give a round of applause to whoever ordered a cameo from Elise. That's an interesting choice. So well done.
Well, you can't give all your money to Red Cross,
I guess. So meanwhile, outside the place, Sonya has just fallen on her back in the dining room. Again, she's the only one who manages to fall over while fully seated. And we then go out to Luann. Now Luann's crying again. She's like, "My friend! My friend!" She's like waiting for someone to come out to notice that she's crying.
So Leah comes in and she's like, "Dude, you know what? Luann's outside hysterically crying. Could someone go talk to her? This is terrible. It's sad. Come on." And Ramona's sitting on Sonya's lap like, "Okay, I'll go talk to her, okay?" And Sonya's like, "No, I need you. I'm the one who needs you, not her. I need you."
"Okay, you know what? All right, I'm going to go help, all right? Because I'm the voice of reason now, okay?" So she goes outside. She's like, "Okay, Luann, all right, you know what I need? I need you to look me in the eyes, okay? Because Dorint is in a really bad place, okay? So you just look me in the eyes. We can see she's in a bad place." And Luann goes, "She's horrible. I'm going. I'm not staying here. I have to go. I have to go. I have to go. I'm crying." Everyone see that I'm crying? That's what we call cabaret acting. Thank you. Thank you.
"Whoa, I've never seen Luann cry like this, okay? Dorinda went below the belt on the jugular, right?" And yeah. Ramona's like, "I can come, but I don't have my phone. I don't have my credit cards. I don't have anything, okay? We're going to have to rely on the kindness of 99%ers.
"Well, wherever we go, I certainly hope there's a Cuban cabaret star from the 1920s who could sing a song for us. That'll be fun, right, girls? Right, right? Ramona, why are you going back in the house? Why are you guys leaving me? Why? My friends!
So on the inside, Elise is walking Sonya up to her room, and Sonya's like, "Let's go to bed. It's late." And she's like, "It's 8 o'clock."
Sonya. "It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches,
Betches.
And our super premium sponsors,
Nancy, Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy. Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible, edible Matthew sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Ferelio, it's Lindsay Ferelio. Lordis, the Lordess of the Rings.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
So the next morning, Len's in the kitchen, you know, doing her thing. And she's like, Miss Dorinda, do you want me to do Sunny Side Up and you do the scramble? And Dorinda's like, oh, I can't do the scramble. And then she's just kind of like making breakfast, but also putting moisturizer on her face. It's kind of waking
she's
up.
She's a multitasker. Oh, shoot. I put the eggs on my face and the moisturizer in the scramble again. Okay, time to start over.
So Ramona comes in and she's like, how you doing? Dorinda's like, how you doing? How you doing?
How you doing?
You know what? Well, I feel like I got involved in something I shouldn't have gotten involved in. That's how I'm feeling. That's how I'm feeling. Also, I feel like my pores are smaller now. Can you see them? I just moisturized right now while I was making eggs.
I kind of feel like I got really close to the heating element and now I've got an omelet on my face. How'd that happen?
So it was that rosé. It was that rosé. Okay. Rosé gets you every time. I have to say I've never heard that about rosé.
Oh, no, but there's that song. You know, rosé is going to get you. Rosé is going to get you. Rosé is going to get you. Rosé is going to get you tonight. Da, 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 da. Yeah, it's a song. It's a song, Ronnie. Yeah.
It's like the most innocent thing you can drink. Rosé is like water with like a little, you know, I don't know, like a drop of blood in it. I don't even know what that shit is, but it's pretty weak. Okay. I decided I'm going to start drinking wine, you know? Why not? Everybody else does. And I had a bottle of rosé and I was fine.
Well, that's what Dorinda is saying, is that you actually think you're fine, but you're actually not. And what happens is that's the danger of those seemingly weak wines, is that they're very drinkable. And so you just drink them and you're like, oh, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. And what happens is you wind up taking on a lot of alcohol and you don't realize it. I'm not saying I speak from experience, but I speak from experience.
Well, I don't know. I didn't feel shit-faced, and that's what I was going for. So I was very disappointed. I give rosé 2 stars.
Well, I would say that Dorinda, you know, for some people, I would say, no, the rosé is all too much. It was because of the rosé. But I think in this case, it was probably just like those glasses of vodka she was drinking, starting around 4 p.m. That's probably where it went wrong.
Or just her nastiness. How about that's what's wrong, okay? How about we stop villainizing alcohol, okay? Some of us need friends.
Yeah. So how about this? How about we say repressed issues, lack of a proper therapist because a chiropractor does not count. And yeah, I think that's probably it.
Okay, I'm with you.
So,
bye,
the
everybody.
End.
Thanks for coming. So Ramona's like, Dorinda does not realize how mean and nasty she gets. Okay, you know she used to go from 0 to 100 for like maybe 30 seconds, but now she goes from 0 to 1,000 and it lasts like 30 minutes. Okay.
Yeah. So then, meanwhile, we see Sonia on the other end of the spectrum. She's just in bed laughing to herself. And someone comes in. I don't remember who. They're like, so you're just laughing to yourself? She's like, yeah, just laughing to myself in the air. That's all.
She goes, so Lou is in a hotel now. And Sonia doesn't care. You know, she's like, well, whatever. I'm used to this. So all things are forgiven in love and partying. But the fact that Luann thinks her time is more valuable than my time, that's what really bothers me.
Well, Sonia didn't seem terribly upset about Ramona taking them to Larry Scott. I guess she was a little upset. I think Sonia just gets upset when people tell her she should be upset. And Dorinda's been really good about telling Sonia to be upset about things.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Dorinda and Ramona are just like talking downstairs and saying how, you know, old Luann started coming out, which is funny because like old Luann is just like regular Luann and has always been there. But yeah, like, did you hear? She almost called herself a cabaret star again. Okay. Whoa, that's crazy. That's like someone saying that they're like a maven of something. Okay.
So Leah goes to check on Sonia in her room. And she's like, how was last night? Was it fun? And Leah's like, yeah, it was cute. It was local. I mean, there was a jazz bar. You know, Luann was there. She danced. And I think she wanted to sing with the band, but they were really not that interested. So.
Yeah, they said they did not know a song called Chic C'est La Vie. And then she threw a glass across the room and stormed out. And we had to bring her back in. And she kept saying, my friend. Didn't really make sense.
Yeah. She's like, there were a bunch of 90-year-olds there. And Sonia's like, oh, that's my type.
Oh, I should have gone. I would have fucked everyone.
Yeah. She's like, you would have loved it there. It's Geriatric Central. And Sonia just, like, throws her arms in the air like, yes! So then we go back to Ramona. We go back to Ramona and Dorinda. And Ramona's like, well, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do about Luann? Dorinda's like, I got to call her.
Okay, she's not going to pick up. She's not going to pick up. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. Hello?
So, hello. This is Countess Luann. I'm speaking. I'm coming to you from the middle of a Vietnam flashback of being in Ramona's basement with spiders coming down on my face. Spiders. Why do people do this to me?
Hello?
Yes, may I ask who's calling?
It's me, Paul Simon. I'm taking this call from the rest of the Beatles. Go ahead.
Hello, this is... I don't even understand that, but I like it. Hello, this is Paul Simon. Still crazy after all these years. Like a bridge over...
I'm stupid. Like a bridge over double roses. All right, what is it, Dorinda? And she's like, you know what?
All right.
It's like, Rosé happened, okay? I woke up this morning and I ran to your room. And then you weren't there. It's like, oh, me too.
And that's it, pretty much.
When I got to my hotel room last night, I turned off the lights and thought to myself, wow, I can't believe I'm not sitting here in the same room as a shark, just lying here in the dark. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
By the way, of course I meant to say John Lennon and you're the rest of the Beatles. What can I do for you? I don't know. But Paul Simon was in my mind, okay?
No, it worked because Luann would say, as we all know, Paul Simon and the Beatles were a very influential group. They sang the famous song that goes like this. Strawberry fields are ridiculous.
Strawberry fields. Never, Sonia. Never. You'll never be in my strawberry fields, Sonia.
Are you going to lose cabaret? Singers, Broadway stars, and Sonia's bare boobs.
So Dorinda's like, guess what? I love you. I love you. And she's like, I love you too. I just don't know how this happened.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. Listen, yeah, I love you and I want to stay in a good place. I was just sticking up for Sonia. And you know me, I don't use liquor as an excuse. All right. Usually I use it as my friend, or my hobby, but never as an excuse. All right. But can I for this one time?
By the way, I actually liked this apology, and this is the apology that Dorinda should have given Luann back in Cartagena all those years ago. This is how you do it. You'd be like, yeah, I fucked up. Can I blame it on the alcohol? Thanks. Thanks. Can we just move on? You know? So Luann's like, oh, okay, well, you know, I feel bad because, you know, I was also a little overserved with talent. Yes, it happens when you're really talented. It's hard to be around people who are less talented. And you just act out. And that's what happened to me. So I handled it wrong. I don't know if you saw. I was crying by myself. It sounded something like this. Devastated. Thank you.
Dorinda goes, you know, there was so much excitement about us getting together here. You know what happened? We peaked too soon.
And Ramona goes, yeah, you know what's like a man who gets so excited that he ejaculates before he's even in you?
Well, here's to you, Mrs. Medley. I'll come meet you while you go shopping.
Hey.
She goes, well, I just ordered room service, so I'll see you soon, shopping girls. And Rona's like, you know what? We let her off the hook. Dorinda, like, she's, you know what? We're just better. Dorinda, nobody understands her behavior, so we're just better saying, okay, okay, and burrowing it under the rug.
We all know that the healthiest way to deal with a situation is to bury things under rugs, okay? Especially since she has a whole bunch of new, brand new rugs, and hopefully there'll be another flood and it'll wash away all the problems, okay? Like a bridge over troubled washing machines, okay?
So in the kitchen, Leah and Elise come in, and Sonia and Dorinda are there. And Sonia's like, what's all the laughing going on down here? She's like, I just got off the phone with Lou. And you know what? I'm clean. We're good, because I got in trouble defending you. Is that what happened, Sonia, right?
Yeah. And then they're talking about, again, how Dorinda just, like, goes off the handle. And then Sonia's like, oh, but I guess it does make sense given what we did yesterday. And then the producers are like, oh, by the way, yeah, we took Dorinda. We followed Dorinda to Richard's grave. So it's like, oh, okay. Well, that makes – I mean, it doesn't make it any better. But obviously when, you know, when Dorinda is, like, near memories of the past. When all these women are, because it was just last year that when Sonia saw the Morgan letters, she lost her mind. So there's something about, like, going to the Berkshires. It's like a Stephen King thing where, like, past pain comes back and then you just, like, vomit that pain onto all your friends. So that's basically what's been happening. So now it all makes more sense.
And then Sonia, you know, trying to be friends with Dorinda, she's, like, forgiving Dorinda, but she's like, yeah, it takes a time to get over a loss like that. I mean, I still smart over the loss of my husband, which is just going to piss Dorinda off. The show. Right. It's like a cycle of triggering Dorinda, this show.
It's amazing, and it's a great callback to one of the biggest fights that Sonia and Dorinda ever had. And it's funny, in an episode where Dorinda's claiming she just wants to protect Sonia, while Sonia's saying things that remind us of how Dorinda just went so hard in the paint against Sonia just 2 years ago. So they're all eating breakfast, and Sonia still says she's not going to do the show, etc. And Dorinda's like, you know, we were all in the same mindset last night. Rosé. Okay, I'm just going to say it. Hey, I went straight to the rosé. I saw a great show about people who live in a great Barrington house also, and they also talk about rosé all the time. It's wonderful. Great show, Adam. It's wonderful.
So they're having breakfast, and Sonia's like, well, I'll always love Lou, but I'm not going to do her show if she doesn't pay me. I'm just too busy. I mean, there's that thing, and then, you know, that other thing. I'm just very busy with things happening around places, all right? I'm very, very busy.
So many windows that need towels taped up on them. I have to go back to Englewood, New Jersey to meet with that crazy guy who apparently has my accounting logs. Century 21. I mean, it's just a lot.
So they split up in cars to go pick up Lou, or to go shopping, and one car goes to pick up Lou. It's from Bonus Car Guy. And Dorinda's like, you know, as they drive through town, she's like, yeah, you know, look at this. He's very peaceful here. Look at this, the red lion. Red lion. The red lion, right?
Look, red lion.
That's where I worked for my whole entire life, all right? I was a waitress. I was Senator and Mrs. Fitzpatrick's favorite. I called on everybody and I brown nosed my way right to the top.
Oh my God. Why did we never get a Vanderpump Rules spinoff at the Red Lion Inn? Why?
There's still time.
There is. So then in the other car, Ramona and Leah are in another car. And so Luann, like, meets up with them, like, on the side of the road or whatever. And so she gets in. She's like, oh, you like the glasses? Aren't they fun? I bought them at the gift shop. Because she has these, like, new frames out of nowhere. Oh, yes. I got some wonderful new specs at the gift shop at the Holiday Inn. I hope you enjoy.
Well, last night was crazy, wasn't it, girls? Well, I'm blaming the rosé, guy. She's like, well, now I understand how you feel, Ramona, because I was the brunt of it last night.
I should have just rolled over and played dead like you did that one time. Except, you know how hard it is to play dead when you are a woman full of life and talent and a cabaret star.
So in the other car, Sonia's like, oh God, there they are. Okay, now listen, I'm not going to run up and hug Lou. Someone restrain me from running up and hugging Lou. And Elise goes, you really need to be restrained? And then Sonia runs out and hugs Lou.
Like, she's like a dog that just can't help but run up to its owner. It's like the very next thing, it just runs into Luann's arms, which was actually really cute. And then they're just like joking and everything. So then they go into a store. This whole sequence, by the way, God, it really made me miss doing bougie shit. I was like, man, like, I've been loving quarantine. I've been loving staying inside. I've been, you know, I have my little routines. I play my Animal Crossing. I watch these shows. We do the podcast. You know, I work on some creative something or another, play a virtual board game. I cook food. It's sort of like a mix of all that. Just rinse and repeat. I Zoom with friends. I really am, like, actually really enjoying this. But then something about these scenes made me be like, oh, I miss, like, going to a bougie neighborhood like Silver Lake and, you know, going to a cheese shop and trying things and pretending I'm all fancy. I just got, like, really nostalgic for those things.
I've never thought of Silver Lake as a bougie neighborhood. Where you go there?
Well, it is now. It's hipster, but it's like hipster bougie now. I mean, it's basically like it was originally, you know, hip. Well, originally it was not hipster at all. But of course, hipsters came in, kicked everyone out. And then the hipsters eventually all got money because they were all working at, you know, they started off as like, you know, I just work at like a record company or, you know, in film. And now they're all like earning like just like millions of dollars with selling their scripts to Fox Searchlight. And, you know, and they're all like married to Busy Phillips and stuff. And so now they all have cheese shops.
So Sonia, Luann takes Sonia aside in this bougie store and she's like, listen, Sonia, it's just a business thing. You know, I travel with a huge team and if it was a bigger venue, of course there would be more money. We'll work on that, Sonia. She's like, I just want to know you enjoyed doing it with me. You know, you didn't mean it was a favor, you know, because that's what you said, that you were just doing a favor for me. And Luann's like, what I meant was... Well, what I meant to say was, I think
we all live in a yellow submarine. Think about that way, okay?
It would be fun to work together. You know, it's a creative thing. Paul Simon, Beatles, you get it. You know how it is.
You know, as Mick Jagger said in his famous tribute to The Doors, which he was a part of, come on, baby, light my matches, right? So here's what I'm going to say. It's not so much a favor as I'm doing this for you to help you out of the kindness of my own heart. Not a favor, more like an act that I'm doing that's very generous, which reflects my generosity.
I shouldn't have said it's charity. I should have brought it back around to Broadway and called it Sweet Charity. All right, Sweet Charity. Okay. And she's like, okay, that's good enough for me, Lou. So they're friends again. And then,
yes, pretty much,
yeah,
pretty much, like, pretty much all Sonia needs to hear, because Luann, by the way, there's no way that Luann feels like they work so well together. She just has Sonia there because Sonia's crazy. Luann's like, this is my show and I work best by myself, you know.
Yeah.
But she has to sort of, like, you know, like, nod, like, yes, no, we work so well together, me memorizing my lines and you not saying them properly. We work so well together.
Yeah. All right, girls, now it's time to go to the wine and cheese shop, all right? So Dorinda's walking through the shop going, I grew up here. You know that. Come on. You know my family. Guy's pretending he doesn't know me. You know my family, right? What's my name, you fucker? You better say my name, fucker. All right, we're going to pick up some cheese. All right?
There's like... somewhere there's like a wheel of goat cheese that just has her handprints on it. Just like, it's just like where she's like clutched it angrily, like, come on, goat cheese, come on, Sheva, where we grew up together, Sheva. She's just like clutching with her fingers, little holes in it.
I love Manchego. Oh wait, I need to get the list from Colin. Okay. And so we see the clip of Colin Cowie. He's like, oh, yes, I do parties.
Yeah. So Colin Cowie is making dinner tonight, which I feel like is probably a step up from the naked hairy guy last year. So I'm actually totally for Colin Cowie and his dramatic Andy of salads.
Yeah. And Dorinda's like, Colin Cowie is an incredible host and events planner. So I'm excited to see him create. He's literally at my stove cooking. And Ramona's like, is that a triple cream? That's an orgasm, okay?
And then they're asking where the cheese is from, and the guy says it's from Burgundy. And Sonia, I mean, talk about a throwback. She's like, oh, that's where my lover's from, Burgundy. He has a little hotel. Maybe the cheese came from there. He loves cheese. He actually, he once saw a cow. Yeah, he loves cows. So maybe this cheese is from his brain. I don't know. Yeah, Frenchie, we're still like, we still talk every now and then, and that I, you know, watch old episodes of the show and I talk at my TV. You know how it goes.
Once, you know, as long as there's a France, there's going to be Frenchie.
I'm like, are you sure you just didn't get some mustard? A little mustard fucking, humor there.
Frenchie. Fucking Sonia, oh my God. So Sonia's like, between all my businesses and my daughter and, you know, things, yeah, it's just hard to say. Let's go all in, Frenchie.
It's like, I think that Frenchie was a big no on that. But I like the way that Sonia lives, you know. A little helping of delusion never hurt nobody.
Okay. It was nice to have her pepper that back in, because for a moment it seemed like she was getting her shit together. I mean, she did get her clothes into Century 21. I was like, wait a second, this isn't right. Now she's like, okay, she's bringing back allusions to Frenchie and her lover, talking in present tense. This works for me.
So Leah's like, who's Frenchie? And she's like, oh, he's a jet set guy. I mean, you said you didn't like the prince that you met, but his friends are all royalties. You probably wouldn't like him. I mean, Leah here peed on a prince. She peed on a prince.
Yeah.
They're like, what?
And apparently this happened, and Leah's like, well, it's not like I make it a habit out of peeing on people, but listen, when am I going to have a chance to pee on a prince again? you never know. I mean, things are going a little crazy in the royal family these days.
I was cracking up at this conversation, and Luann just walks up and she's like, are we talking about peeing on people? Oh, on a prince? Oh, I haven't peed on a prince. She's like, don't judge me, all right? It was in the shower. People pee in the shower. She goes, I'm not judging. I mean, peeing on a prince, I'd give you a trophy. Which is the opposite of,
And then she, of course, has to subtly one-up Prince. I mean, I've had Prince boyfriends, but I haven't peed on them. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I wonder if Carol Radswell has been peed on. I mean, she is a princess, allegedly.
So they're driving again back to the house, and Dorinda's like, love that. That's a beautiful bar. That is a beautiful bar. I never worked there, but there was a slut who worked there, and she used to date a guy from the Red Lion Inn, and she fucked him over, and I tried to burn that goddamn bar down. I said, you better watch it, you stupid bar. Then I was made head waitress at the Red Lion Inn, where I became the cream of the crop.
I think Dorinda needs to open up her own like competitor to Yelp, just called Yell, where you just yell reviews. Now that is a beautiful bar.
That's a beautiful bar. So they get back home and take off their shoes, and Luann and Ramona moan together. It's like, I'm cracking.
And now the moment we've all been waiting for. Ramona clogging up her toilet. So then we just see Ramona. She has taken a massive shit. We know this because we can actually see brown on the toilet bowl. I was like, I didn't want to have to see it, but it was there. It was there. And I don't think she's ever dealt with this before, because she doesn't know how to plunge. She's like taking nap like tissues and trying to wipe stuff. I actually think she was trying to wipe the bowl, because she knew the camera would be coming in there, so she was trying to wipe the bowl to make it look cleaner. And it was horrific.
Disgusting. Okay, and did you notice how they introed the scene? They showed the grand dad at the dinner table talking to one of the waitresses, and she's like, oh wow, it looks gorgeous, is that a chocolate turkey? Cut to Ramona cleaning poop out of the toilet.
Not notice that, but that was intentional.
That's fucking
so then Ramona's trying to plunge, and she's like, please flush, please, please marry him, please, okay?
I just don't want your friend to rage, okay? So we cut to Sonia's bathroom, where she's got like bubbles up to the ceiling in a bubble bath. She's just taking a bath, and then back to Ramona plunging. She's like, you know what? Please flush, please flush. It's not flushing, okay?
Yeah. And so Leah comes in, and she's like, okay, you know what, Leah? Okay, so I stopped up the toilet, okay? And this is what happened. I've got to figure out how to stop. I've got to unstop it, okay? And Leah goes, did you do number two? And she goes, no, I did not do number two, but I think I used too much paper on my not number two, okay? That's what I did, because you know what? I peed, and then I put in a bunch of toilet paper for no reason, okay?
She's like, I don't know how to use a plunger. You do it. And Leah's like, okay. And of course, Leah's not the girlfriend you want to say, like, oh my God, I have something so private and embarrassing to tell you. Come into the bathroom. Because Leah's like, ooh, there's a baby turd. It's a baby turd, everybody.
Yeah. And then Dorinda comes in. She's like, what's going on up here? I heard there's a turtle somewhere. It's like, no. You know what? It's turd time, okay? So you know what? Can you plunge this for me? So now Dorinda's trying to plunge. And then they're just like, let's just let it sit. Your shit is too big.
And Leah's like, you're lucky because I'm constipated.
She's like, yeah, good night, Ramona.
So they just leave it there. Yeah. The way that we all like to fix our toilet. Just leave it. Nothing will happen.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And this is just a deep cut, but I just want to ask the audience, was anyone else like taken back to real world Hawaii when Justin clogged the toilet and then like just left it there? Because I was taken to that. And if you know, you know.
So Luann and Ramona have a breathalyzer, and Luann's like, hey, this isn't the same breathalyzer I have. Let me read some instructions. And Ramona tells us, oh, I thought it would be fun to bring a breathalyzer, okay? Because let's face it, this group can get toasty, and now they can't yell at me. Like, what do you mean I can't have more to drink? What do you mean I can't have more shots, okay?
So Ramona tries to blow into it and gets a low reading. And Luann's like, oh, no, that means you didn't blow hard enough. Trust me, I'm a good blower. Not because I've been through this process, but because I know how to use my diaphragm because I'm a performer.
So she does it. And she's like, well, there you go, Ramona. I just blew into it. Look what it says. Best cabaret star ever.
She's like, well, how come it didn't analyze me?
She's like, you're a bad blower, Ramona.
Wow, looking at this breathalyzer reminds me to just a few short months ago when I was still on parole and being observed by the state. It makes me so emotional. It almost makes me want to cry. Oh. 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 Oh.
Oh. So downstairs, Colin is cooking, and Dorinda's sister Melinda shows up in a shiny Rinna jacket. And Colin's
and
like,
Luann well. Comes down.
We'll have all these vegetables around, and then they open them up, and you make a toast, and then we have dinner. And she's like, oh my God, yeah.
He's basically recreated the opening scene of Alien with Endive. So then Luann comes down the stairs, and she has her glasses. She has her new glasses on, and she's wearing this sort of suit kind of thing. She looks like she is a teacher or a secretary in an 80s hairband video where she's all business, you know, but then like when the song really gets going, the top comes off and the glasses come off and she's on top of a car, you know, like Tawny Katan style. I was waiting for that the rest of the episode. Never happened.
So Leah is telling everybody that she met a bartender last night, the Red Lady, and she wants to invite him. And she's like, look, Melinda, basically I'm desperate for dick. Not gonna lie. And Melinda just sits there cracking up.
Yeah.
She's so cute, and Melinda.
I know. I wish she got to say more. So Leah's like, you know, I just love a hot bartender. They're basically like therapists, you know, like they're like therapists and eye candy, and then they get you drunk. So I love that. I'm like, it doesn't sound so great for the bartender, though. It's a very one-way street.
So she's like, Dorinda, last night, you know, I was thinking maybe he could stop by later, this hot bartender that I met. And Dorinda's like, you know what? As long as it's someone not incredibly important and close to you, no problem. Okay, no problem. Like trying to invite her sister last time.
Right. As you know what? As the best employee ever at the Red Lion Inn, how could I deny a fellow Red Lioner? Okay. Red Lioner. That's like an inside joke for people who are in the Red Lion, you know? It's like, I think we could figure that one out.
Yeah.
You added an ER at the end of Lion.
Yeah. So then two gays come over, Lyle and somebody. Sam? Lyle and Sam?
Sam, I think. Yeah.
They're so cute. And so they come over, and it's like an official dinner party. I had no idea, guy.
Yeah, it's real. So Leah turns to Elise, and she's like, hey, Elise, is Erica coming out tonight? And Elise explains to us, she goes, Erica was my nickname when I was on Wall Street. When I would drink, my alter ego would come out. I was a party girl. Yeah, this is Elise. Hi, I'm Elise. Now this is Erica. Hi, America. Wow.
You know, like, Erica comes out, we'd be in the middle of having drinks, and I would sit there and have a drink, and then Erica would come out, and she would sit there and have a drink.
If it was just Elise sitting there, I would nod politely and ask you polite questions. But if it's Erica, you might hear a question such as, did you read the paper today? It's wild.
And then we get, hey, mamas, hey, mamas, hey,
going on, mama.
Mamas.
Hey, mama, hola. Heather Thompson hola. With her husband,
Heather
John.
Thompson.
The original Berkshires lady. She was the one who originally introduced the Berkshires to us. And we just recapped one of those Berkshires episodes. Where was that that we did it? It was so fun. It was just last year, right? Well, look it up. I don't remember where we were. Was it Atlanta? I think it was Atlanta.
Mm-mm.
Right?
I don't know, but it sure was fun. Hey, mamas.
Hey, mama.
And so Luann comes over and hugs him. And Luann's like, well, you look fabulous, lady, with no air conditioning in the guest room. And Heather's like, yeah, and you, look at you. You've been singing and rock and rolling in your cabaret. Mona's like, yeah, you know what? She's really good. I mean, she has a damn pat, okay?
Yeah. So, and then Sonia's like talking to you.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Heather goes, wow, Ramona is complimenting your singing. That is so great, you two. And Ramona goes, no, I'm complimenting her show, okay? I mean, and then they just look at her That's like, right. How dare you? And she's like, I mean, anyone can sing, but who can carry a whole show, especially when they're not paying other people to help them carry it, okay? It's great. It's like moving yourself.
Well, I mean, she does have a point because it is a hard show to carry. Sometimes the stress just gets to me and I have to go to my dressing room and look at myself in the mirror and just cry. Are you ready, everyone? Oh. 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 Thank you. I just like the idea that she probably always says thank you after she cries.
Thank you. Now that's range, girls. You've seen me angry. You're worthless. You've seen me laughing. You've seen me crying. It's called range.
So then Sonia goes up to Colin Cowie and she's just being sloppy drunk. She's like, be careful, you're the hottest person in the room and you're bisexual. Do you have a ring? You know, we're sluts at heart, right, Colin?
And he goes, well, I did put my son to sleep. And she's like, well, put this slut to sleep. I was like,
I thought he said he put his slut to sleep.
He put his slut to sleep. I thought he said, I put my son to sleep. And Sonia said, I put this slut to sleep. And I was like, listening game. But
it works both ways. And I think we'll leave it open for interpretation. Talk about range. So now they're all sitting around at the dinner. Yeah. Give you lots of things to think about and errors. So now we're at the dinner table. And Dorinda's like, the wonderful Colin Cowie has graced us not only with a meal, but with a fantasy. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is your salad. And I know what you're thinking. Why does my salad look like a little Audrey 2 on a plate standing up like that? Well, guess what? I got my clippers. And she takes her scissors and cuts like a little string that's holding the endive together. She does Melinda's first. And so the endive just sort of like falls outward and then like a salad appears and Melinda's like, oh my god, it's like the most amazing magic trick.
So who would have thought, like,
there was lettuce inside the endive.
Ramona, your salad is happy to see me. And then as Dorinda cuts him, Colin's like, oh, now Dorinda's going around the room trying to deflower everyone. I came up with that when I picked out the endive. So Leah's like, well, Elise is Erica tonight. And Ramona goes, oh boy. She's like, don't try and make Erica or Elise happen. Okay? I hate both those bitches.
Erica, by the way, spoiler alert, Erica never happens. It's just like Elise in the corner being like, look at me. I'm drunk and crazy. I'm Erica right now, everyone. Look, I got the endive on my fork. So Erica. Classic Erica.
Classic. So lamb chops are delivered, and Heather goes, what a rack, baby. That was funny, right? Come on.
Yeah. Mahala. And then Dorinda's just eating the lamb chop with her hand. She's like a cave woman. And then Luann is trying to impress Colin Cowie by speaking French. She goes, well, the only thing that I can say is, Telemont delicieux, Telem bonjour, français.
He's like, caviar. No, sorry. Delicieux. Did you mean to say? She goes, right. That's what I meant.
Right. That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
So one of the gays, Sam, I think, is talking to Ramona, yeah. And he's like, "So, how long were you married?" And she goes, "Oh, you know what? It was like 20, 18, 90 years. Okay, it was a lot of years." He goes, "Oh, well, this is a new chapter for you, then, isn't it? So, are you doing digital dating?"
Yeah, and she's like, "You know what?" She gets into his ear. She whispers, "You know what? You know what, Sam? We're in the top 1%, and you're not gonna find that on an online site, okay?"
He goes, "Well, I'm not in the 1%." She goes, "No, not you. Us. We're in the 1%, okay?" And then she tells us, "I'm not the average person, okay? You know what? Average people don't have 2 residences. They don't travel all the time, okay? That's why online dating is not for me. That's all. That's it.
She's like, I joined that site Cupid. You mean OK Cupid? No, Cupid, okay. It's called Cupid, okay, not okay, Cupid, okay."
So it sounds like, so you have to have somebody rich instead of just somebody who loves you? She goes, "No, you know what? It's because men who don't make as much money as me, they have small penises, okay? They can't get hard, right? Because I make 10 times more than them. That's it. Just can't get bonus anymore." And he's like, "Well, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole." Ramona's all mad that he doesn't agree. Wow, go figure. A guy without a ton of money doesn't like being told that poor people can't get it up.
Yeah, crazy. Exactly. He's like, "It sounds like you might need a 10-foot pole." And then we get a commercial and we see that like Michael Rapaport is going to be on Watch What Happens Live. Why? I'm like a little in a tizzy about him right now because, you know, I already was like pretty disgusted when he was telling Kenya Moore that she had ashy feet. And now he's like standing up for like, he's like defending Ice Cube when Ice Cube went on like an anti-Semitic rant on Twitter last week. Why are we still having this guy on Watch What Happens Live? Why is this happening?
Oh my God, I don't know. I didn't watch it, did you?
Of course not. Of course not. But I'm just like, why is this? Like, why? Like, do we have to have this guy like paraded out in front of us again?
Yeah, I don't know about him, but. I read on old Facebook, your old Facebook, that Andy asked Dorinda something about being drunk all the time. She's like, "I'm not drunk all the time." He goes, "Then why are you slurring your words or something?" And she's like, "That's my accent. It's just my accent.
The Berkshire's accent. It's just the accent. It's sort of an inside joke with the Red Lioners."
That shit's hilarious. So Sonia's just over there screaming, woo-hooing, you know, as Sonia's wont to do. And she's like, "Woohoo, Sonia in the city and Melinda in the Berkshires! Woo!" And now it's time for a Dorinda toast.
Hey, listen up, everyone. Okay, listen. I love Leah because she's unfiltered, and she's a great mother, and she's a great businesswoman. And you know what? I'm very impressed with you. I'm very, very impressed. And she's probably going to have sex with a bartender from a beautiful bar, a beautiful, beautiful, great bar called the Red Lion. So congratulations. You did it.
She's like, "With Tinsley out of the picture, I just realized how much I love it. Thank God Tinsley's gone. Hey, thank Tinsley. You better back it up, Tinsley, you bitch." She's like, "Leah's a mini-me. Yeah, but she's even got more chutzpah, okay? I have some kind of a filter."
Yeah. And Leah's like, "Well, I'm a work in progress. I'm a work in progress." Which is like, you know, that's actually like, it's a little disturbing that she pulled a line from Jax Taylor. But,
yeah,
it's, you know,
a Jax line for sure.
But at least she's shown like that she can have success, and you know, she seems to be on a better path than Jax, which also says something. But anyway, she's like, "I'm just so happy. I'm the only one here without who's on my period." Ah! And then she starts like going nuts and starts becoming like like Animal from the Muppets all around the house, just dancing around and stuff.
And I was like, TMOI. And Heather's like, "How about everybody takes their pants off?" That's funny, honey, right?
So Leah's then, just dancing all around the house, and Elise comes up to her, and she's like, there's ice cream in there. Can I put it on you and lick it off of you? That was Erica speaking.
That was Erica. Wasn't that wild? That was for the cameras. Wow. Taking America by storm. That's Erica. So then they're like close. Basically, Elise is trying to kind of be like Sonia, but she's like, it's like not authentic to her. But she's like, you can see she's wanting to do it to kind of fit in. And I don't feel like she's being thirsty. I think she's just trying to fit in. And so Leah and Elise are like really close. And then they like, Leah goes something like, you want a kiss? Or like a kiss? And Elise goes, why not? Why not? And then they like share like a little peck, like a tiny peck. And Elise is like, I mean, it was a kiss. You know what? Erica. Classic Erica, everyone. It's amazing.
So then Luann is asking Leah about her guy that's coming over, and she's like, well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he's cute. I can barely see under his facial hair, but he says he's into casual living, which means he's poor, and I don't care because I just want to be happy.
So the bartender's coming over, and then we just get a shot of Ramona trying to blow into the breathalyzer. Like, whoa, okay. Whoa, this is hot. It was almost as if she was making, it was like she was trying to say, wow, Bethany, wow. But someone stuck a breathalyzer in her face. So she was just breathing it into the breathalyzer and said like.
And she's talking to Heather and she looks at it and she's like, whoa, you know what? It says 1.9. I'm going to look up the meaning. Okay. 1% can't be anybody poor. Okay. You know what? This thing's amazing. Okay.
I can tell what bracket you're in. Wow. 1%. Okay. I mean, give it to Avery.
So the guy from the Red Lion Inn comes in, and he looks like he's lived a life. I'll give that to him.
Looks like he's in a Mumford & Sons tribute band.
He looks like he's auditioning for the Old Man in the Sea. I don't know what's going on.
He's been at the Red Lion a long time. So then Dorinda comes up and says, I don't want to intimidate you, but I was the head waitress at the Red Lion Inn for 10 years, okay? I know the Red Lion Inn. I am the Red Lion Inn.
So where'd you grow up? And he's like, me? Well, I'm still growing up, actually. She's like, I grew up here. My father was a telephone man. My mom loved curtains, okay? And then, you know, streets. I love streets. I knew a guy who painted the streets one time.
He really painted those lines
in the street.
You ever go to it? You ever hold the doorknob real tight in your hand? Because they got one at the store. You know, you turn that doorknob. It's like you've been there 100 years. I know that doorknob.
My great-grandmother was dead. By that doorknob. He's baptized by a doorknob, and everybody said, doorknobs don't talk. And then guess what came out? Beauty and the Beast. And that's why I'm the man. That's why I have a key to the city.
No, bonjour. I walk around. I actually, that bookshelf over there, it started out as empty. I put a book in it. Every single day, I put a book in it, okay? And then I finally was full up, and I said, hello, bonjour. Look, the bookshelf is full.
And they just keep cutting to show you that she's talking for 10 hours.
Yeah. And then Luann gives Dorinda a toast, and she goes, well, I just want to say that through thick and thin, we always have each other's backs, even when you are absolutely horrific to me, and I wind up storming up to my room and doing things like crying.
I just want to thank you for such a wonderful time. I slept with the fishes and swam with the sea. Okay. So then Leah takes this opportunity to take the boyfriend out of the room. Like, she runs off with him.
By swimming with the sea, I mean that I can see better because I have new glasses. And in case anyone didn't notice, these come from the gift shop of A Days In. Thank you. Thank you. It was a great find. Thank you.
So Dorinda tells us, you know, we've had some crazy times in the pictures, and it was not great, but it was still really fun. I give it a 7 out of 10. We're like sisters. We have to work out a lot of stuff, and we did. But the fun outweighs the issues that are still a little bit lingering. Like, is Luann stealing Giovanni from me, all right? Buckshot, bitch.
Just lingering a little bit, just for a few years. That's all. So next week, there's some sort of party that I'm assuming Ramona is throwing, or she's mortified about something because we just see her screaming at the producers, gotta get the producers, okay, turn it off, turn it off, turn it off. And then we just see Sonia, like, flamenca dancing on a mirror tray and destroying it. So sounds like it's going to be a pretty crazy episode for us to be recapping on our virtual live show. So I hope everyone comes and joins us for that, because I'm already very excited for it.
Yes, and to get yourself prepped, just go become a member at the Crappens On Demand level on Patreon. You will get all of our videos. This week we did Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and the new Zac Efron show on Netflix. Kybra? We sure love you guys. We will talk to you next week. Have an amazing weekend.
Bye, everyone.
Sometimes we don't appreciate the little things until they're taken away. Like a walk. Not for any reason. Not to any destination. We will take back the streets where we live, where we love. In Italy we call this la passeggiata. And we welcome the day when we'll walk again. Walk together with us. Peroni. Italia. Enjoy Peroni responsibly. Visit drinkaware.co.uk.